Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Faith is in Jesus. And as you think about him and his promises, his track record, you can rejoice in that hope, knowing that one day everything's going to be all right. Never get to the point where you don't think it's going to be okay. God's word tells us that we need to rejoice in hope. And that simply means you're rejoicing in him. Isn't that simple? We're simply rejoicing in him. Isn't that a good thing to do, to rejoice in him? I don't know about you, but whenever I'm going through trouble, and trouble's always around, I can rejoice in the hope that one day it'll all be over. I'll be in his presence forever. Where they used to sing this old spiritual hymn, where time will be no more. Did you know time? Jesus stepped into time to deliver us to eternity. He stepped into time, rejoicing in hope. We need to know who we believe. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. We were talking about where your hope lies. 2 Timothy helps us out here. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. It reads this way. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. What have you committed unto him? Do you believe that Jesus can handle your problems? Amen. Ms. Carrie, do you believe that? Amen. That Jesus can handle our problems. No matter what we're going through, he can handle it. So what we need to do is commit all of our problems unto him. Matter of fact, he says this. He says, cast all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Rejoice in the hope of Jesus. Wow. So that's the first part. The next thing, also, before I leave there, we're talking about hope. Here's another way to help you remember. It is also confidence in the future. That's what hope gives us. We have confidence in the future for him. So patient, so we can rejoice in hope because we have confidence in the future. Did you know he's already there? He holds the future. So we can have confidence in him. Then the next point is patient in tribulation. And this is where our problem comes in. Whenever the heat is on, will you be patient? The heat will always tell you where you're at. Isn't that true? Yes. The heat will always tell you. So patient in tribulation means we can be consistent under pressure. We can be consistent under pressure. Now, certain things just pop up. Trouble. But God tells us this, that we should not get bent out of shape. Look at this scripture. John chapter 16, verse 33. And this should be an encouragement until you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.